Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
Online, on the app, and on your smart speaker, it is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. And it's Patch Jobson back with you this morning for another interview on the Community Connection. And today we're talking about something rather special and something rather poignant, because on Wednesday, the 3rd of April, at 1 o'clock, the Knife Angel statue is going to be officially unveiled and opened for residents of Taunton. Now, to tell us a little bit more about the Knife Angel and why it's coming to Taunton, it's a pleasure to welcome onto the show Federica Smith-Roberts from Somerset Council, who's the lead member for communities, to tell us a little bit more about us. Hello, Federica. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem at all. Now, this is somewhat special. This is somewhat unique. Let's just put a little bit of context to the Knife Angel to start with. Just to put this in people's minds as an image, this is a 27-foot high sculpture of an angel that has been created through reclaimed knives and blades and was created by artist Alfie Bradley. Now, tell us a little bit more about why this is coming to Taunton and why there is so much significance around it.
So I've championed bringing Knife Angel to Somerset and Taunton for some time. We had previously had the Moon and Gaia come, and Gaia in particular was wanting to talk about social change in relation to climate change. And then I came across the Knife Angel, and it is very poignant in the fact that it is made of knives, and it's got people who have been affected by knife crime engraved on those knives. And for me, it is about having a piece of art that is very beautiful in its construction, in my opinion, but that enables us to have some of those difficult conversations around violence and the carrying of knives, but it is actually around violence overall, so that we ensure that we can, you know, stop those incidents that have happened, you know, sadly to the Weber family affecting Barnaby, and most recently that we've also seen in Bristol and Bath, to have conversations with our family members. And I think that by bringing it here to Taunton, it will hopefully enable those conversations not just to take place like I will have with my children, but for wider families to talk about the impact that violence and carrying knives in particular can have on individuals and families.
It's an incredibly stunning piece of artwork, not only because of its scale. You know, this structure is 27 feet tall. It is not small. It's going to be placed outside of the market house in roughly the same area where we normally see the Christmas tree. It's going to be lit up as well. And as you said, it's constructed using over 100,000 knives. Now, the conversation regarding knife crime is forever in the news. And as you've just very poignantly highlighted, that arrived on our doorsteps last year with the incredibly sad loss of Barnaby Webber and Grace O'Malley-Cumar and Ian Coates. This surely is going to stop people in their tracks in Taunton and, as you said, enable those conversations, isn't it?
Definitely. And it is a impressive piece of artwork. You know, it is, like you said, 27 feet tall. So where it is situated outside of the market house, whether people are walking past, going shopping, or you're driving through the centre of Taunton, it will, you know, provoke those thoughts so that we can hopefully enable those discussions to take place and to stop individuals from thinking about, you know, perpetrating violence that sadly devastates families and communities.
Now, if we look at how this has come about, because obviously you're the lead member for communities within Somerset Council, but this has been a real joint effort, hasn't it, between lots of different partners to bring this to the town, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. It really is a community partnership that is taking place here, enabled, you know, wearing my Somerset Council hat, that those discussions started taking place of wanting to bring it here prior to the creation of the Unitary Authority. And then since then, it has been about reaching out to Taunton Town Council, the Webber Foundation, Stand Against Violence, Michelle Beck from Taunton Independent Markets, yourself at Tone FM, lots of different organisations coming on board in order to look to make this month that we've got it for, as it travels throughout the country, a way of making those discussions take place that we've already alluded to. And it couldn't have been done throughout all of us working together to make it happen.
Now, as you've just quite rightly pointed out, the angel is going to be with us for a month. The official unveiling is happening on the 3rd of April, and this is a public event, isn't it? So this is open to everybody.
We really want as many people to come down and visit, and that's across Somerset. So we know that we want our wider towns and parishes and residents from across to come and see the angel in situ. It is here over the Easter holidays from when the schools break up, so that people can come to Taunton and see this impressive piece. But on that 3rd of April, we will do the official unveiling of it, because it'll be coming in the day before, and it just takes a little bit of work to obviously get it into position, being 27 foot tall.
During that event, there are also going to be some keynote speakers as well, aren't there?
Yes, so we have got some keynote speakers coming in particular. We've got Alfie Bradley, who is the artist who designed Knife Angel. We've got Clive Knowles from the British Ironworks Centre, who then made the angel. And we will have Emma Webber from the Barnaby Webber, Barnaby's mum, officially opening it for us.
And I think it's going to be incredible to have Emma there, showing as ever just the sheer strength that the family have had during what has been a horrific 12 months for them. And it's still going on today. So for her to come and join us for this event, I think is going to be an absolute privilege. I also am fascinated about how Alfie actually constructed this, because when you look at it, and I'm sure it's going to be one of those pieces of art that really doesn't hit you until you actually physically see it in the flesh. But this can't have been an easy thing to put together for him.
No, I'm looking forward to meeting him and understanding that, and also the fact that it's got out knives that have been amnestied from all the police forces across the UK. So it is truly, a piece that brings the wider national communities together. And so to have thought of that, but also where the wings in particular have the engravings from those that have been affected by knife crime and their lives devastated by it, I think that thought-provoking piece is incredible as to how Alfie has come up with it.
I think it's going to be an amazing thing to see, and what an absolute honour for us as Taunton to have this in our county town, for everybody to come and experience it and to engage those conversations. Now, if people want to find out a little bit more about this and more of the details, where can they go, Frederica, to get that information?
It is up within the Somerset Council's website, but also in particular Taunton Town Council's website, because we're very grateful for them having come forward to help support it financially. And so they have done brilliantly in doing that, and they provided the grant to Stand Against Violence in order to run the educational piece, because part of having Knife Angel is around the education, in particular of children. So hoping that we can look to leave a legacy, I guess, within our communities in Somerset by bringing it here, that we prevent violence from happening.
Federica, thank you so much for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you on the day as well, I'm sure. And as we said, it's going to be coming into Taunton, and it's going to be unveiled on the 3rd of April at 1 o'clock. It's going to be with us for a month. So please do come along and take a look. And I guess the last thing we can do, Federica, is just encourage people to have those conversations, isn't it?
Definitely. So do welcome everyone to come along on the third, and definitely please do have those conversations within your families, because we all need to educate each other on the risks that violence happen.
Federica, it's been a pleasure as always. We will see you on the unveiling day, which is the 3rd of April. Until then, thank you very much.
Take care. Thank you.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2023.